Well, happy birthday, Steve Harvey. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
Yeah,
so grateful and thankful for you to be able to, to work with you all these years. We just appreciate it, and we're just grateful, and we love you.
Yes, we are.
It is, huh?
More than grateful.
Yeah.
Put that in there.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Graciously grateful.
Mm-hmm. Graciously grateful.
Grateful. I like it.
Grateful,
like
grateful. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, on sex, on parenting, on work, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's for you, J. Anthony Brown.
Love it, baby.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, a strawberry letter.
All right, everyone. Here's the subject.
What's the title?
One of my side pieces is stressing me out.
Wow.
Getting on my nerves.
Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a successful executive and my job involves a lot of travel. I've been married for 20 years, but for the last 5 years, my wife has had some medical issues and she's gained a lot of weight. At first, she tried to keep her weight down, but then she just let herself go, and she's not happy with herself, so she stopped having sex with me. I did a very selfish thing and started seeing other women when I am on work trips. At one time, I had 4 different side pieces in 4 different states. They are all great women, but they don't hold a candle to my wife. So I knew I was wrong. 3 of them used me for money and dinners when I was in town, and that was fine with me. But one of my side pieces fell in love with me and wanted me to leave my wife for her. I told her that would never happen, and she lost it and screamed and cried and stormed out of my hotel. The next day, she showed up at my corporate office and told the receptionist she needed to see me. It was an emergency. She burst into the conference room and acted a complete fool.
Shirley. What? Slow down, Shirley.
You can't read this letter this damn fast.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'll slow it down.
Hyperventilating
and everything. Why?
On your birthday?
Yeah, because I feel like it's me. I'm going home.
It's just a letter.
On this damn job for
me. I'm going to need chemo again after this letter. What the hell is going on?
Calm
down. We all feel like we was in this boardroom. We all felt.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. I'll slow down. Okay. All right. I'll start here. I did a very selfish thing and started seeing other women while I am on work trips.
Let's get on back down here. I told her it would never happen.
Okay, I like this line. 3 of them used me for money and dinners when I was in town, and that was fine with me. But one of my side pieces.
That's what the game is, Shirley. Mm-hmm. That ain't nothing. Go ahead.
But one of my side pieces fell in love with me and wanted me to leave my wife for her.
That's wrong.
Okay.
That happens too. But here we get up. Go ahead.
All right. I told her that would never happen, and she lost it and screamed and cried and stormed out of my hotel. The next day, she showed up at my corporate office and told the receptionist she needed to see me. It was an emergency.
Why is this up or down here?
God,
let that marinate. She bursted into the conference room and acted a complete fool.
And
she burst into the conference room.
Into the conference room. And acted a complete fool, Steve, in front of the heads of my company.
Yeah, supervisor sitting right there.
Okay, I'm going to let that marinate for a minute because all the fellas are upset, Carla.
What the hell is you
doing? This is the worst letter we've ever had.
They don't have a security that can keep a crazy woman out. It just don't. They haven't been invented yet.
Steve,
well,
Jay,
you need
Tommy,
better receptionist, Jay.
Junior?
You need better reception.
Breathe, guys. Breathe, okay?
But my boss is in here.
Yeah, yeah. She burst into the conference room and acted a complete fool in front of the heads of my company. They knew she was not my wife, so they ushered her out and told me to get my personal affairs in order.
Mm-hmm. They go to promotion.
Yep. Hmm? That was the warning.
I tried to call her, and when I did, I found out she blocked my number and blocked me from her social media accounts. She left a note at my hotel saying that she might have to pop up in my hometown to meet my wife and have a talk with her.
I was ignored.
See, that's where I was going to stop. On my own.
This is fatal treasure right here.
Uh-huh.
The hell is you outside for?
Steve wanted to disappear.
All right, I'll continue. I have prayed and prayed about it. And I think the best thing to do. No, you're not going to like this line, Steve. I've prayed and prayed about it, and I think the best thing to do is to tell my wife everything.
Boy, no.
You lost your damn mind.
What
the hell?
You are this letter already ignorant.
All right, let me finish. I've cut back on my side pieces. And I just have one now. Any comments from the fellas? All right.
Better tell your wife they had a crazy perfect escape the psych ward.
I have talked to my pastor to get back on track. What do you think I should do? Should I tell my wife, or do you think my side piece was just trying to scare me? Listen.
Or?
I think this crazy blank woman would burst into your office like this and clown like you said she did. I think she's capable of doing anything. All right. I'm gonna shorten my answer and say I think you should tell your wife everything. I know Steve's not gonna agree with that.
What?
What
in the world?
Oh, hell no!
We'll have part two of the strawberry letter at 23 after the hour. One of my side pieces is stressing me out. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, this is a crazy letter. We need to recap this one. Subject, one of my side pieces is stressing me out. Breathe.
I got it.
Breathe.
I'm going to say something need to be said. Been married
Make us proud,
years.
Though.
Yeah.
Wife
proud?
Medical
issues, don't tell a wife nothing.
Gained a lot of weight. Tried to keep her weight down. She just let herself go. She ain't happy with herself. But she decided to stop having sex with me. Then the man did a very noble thing. He said in the letter, I did a very selfish thing. See, this man know he wrong. So he said, I did a very selfish thing.
Don't try to make him a hero.
No, what
I have a heart, Shirley. Is,
no, Shirley, he know he wrong. This ain't no hero move.
He had four different side pieces in four different states.
Will you be quiet, girl? We know what he got. And we know why he got them. Because he did a selfish move. He said it was selfish. But what are you going to do? She stopped having sex with him. She stopped.
What do you want him to do?
I started seeing other women
on work trips. At one time, I had four different side pieces in four different states. That's four and four.
Yeah.
We know.
That's a box.
Uh-huh.
That's
there you
everywhere
go.
You turn. Uh-huh. It's, they at every side. That's life of completion.
Yes, it is.
There you go. It
Walls.
Is. This is.
And on, they boy. Are all great women, but they don't hold a candle to my wife. He's going back to make himself appear human and agonizing over his decision. They are all great women, but they don't hold a candle to my wife. So I knew I was wrong. Three of them used me for money and dinners when I was in town, and that was fine with me. We know what the deal is.
Yes, we do.
It's a trade-off.
You just... Bill Withers wrote a song. You just keep on using me until you use me up.
Come on, Bill.
Dun, dun,
my
dun,
friends. They feel it's their appointed duty. But anyway, one of my side pieces fell in love with me and wanted me to leave my wife for her. I told her that would never happen. You should have said, let's think about this. But now.
What?
That'll never happen. No, you can't tell a crazy person facts. You have to say,
he didn't know she was crazy.
Oh, yes, he did. And she lost it. Screamed and cried. Stormed out the hotel room. Next day, here she go. She done bought her ass down to my damn job. Storm came into the corporate office. Told the reception she needed to see me. It was an emergency. I don't know who this heifer don't know who this receptionist is we didn't hire.
Yes.
She done let her ass in the conference
room. Oh, now it's the receptionist.
The point at the door, talking about she in there. Now, she done brought her crazy ass in this conference room, acted a complete fool in front of the heads of my company. They knew she was not my wife, so they had her ushered out and told me to get my personal affairs in order.
Yes.
All white folk looking at you.
Order now. Because this fool that came down to your job, I be damned.
Because he cheated.
Now, you trying to call it and do like your boss is saying, get your personal affairs in order. Tried to call her. Found out she done blocked your number. Blocked mm-hmm. you from all her social media accounts. She That's left a note at your hotel saying she might have to pop in on my hometown to meet my wife and have a talk with her. Now, let me explain something to you.
What was that for, Jay?
Well,
see, you gonna have a talk with who? See, let me explain something. You done been in there and talked to these damn bosses. That didn't go good for me. You finna go ahead and talk to my wife. Now, this is where sinner man drags the Lord in it. I have prayed and prayed about it. You wasn't praying when you were screwing them. But now that it had turned left, you need the Lord now. Well, the Lord know you didn't need him then.
Hello.
So now, since you made these decisions, we have to live with these decisions. I have prayed and prayed about it, and I think the best, see, this is the key word. I think the best thing to do is tell my wife everything.
Yes.
When did you start thinking? You ain't been thinking in this whole letter.
Since you started.
Come on, you wasn't thanking me. You wasn't thanking when you let her in that damn conference room. You wasn't thanking when your stupid ass told her that would never happen. You shouldn't have said it that. You gotta let them down easier than that if you're gonna be a
yes.
player. Now all of a sudden, your dumb ass done start thinking. And guess what your stupid ass done thought of? I think I should go back in and tell my wife everything. You so damn stupid. That's why she's staying on your job. Cause you stupid. Then you gonna try to fix it. I done cut back on my side pieces.
Yeah.
And I just got one now.
Yeah.
That's well, I really hate to tell you
that, this, player, that make it better.
You ain't supposed to have none.
Right.
Then this got even dumber. I've talked to my pastor to get back on track.
He having trouble with his.
Yo, Shut up, Jay!
What?
All right, listen, we got
to
get out of here, Steve. Post your comments.
I'll tell you what you can do.
Okay. On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM or Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, part three of this Strawberry Letter, Steve has more to say. Subject, one of my side pieces is stressing me out. I love that subject. I love the title. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, we're back. This Strawberry Letter is too good. Subject, one of my side pieces is stressing me out. What you got?
This man got in this affair with this woman. She done tripped, came down to his job, screaming at the top of her lungs, then embarrassed him. The bosses done pulled him to the side and said, hey, get your personal affairs in office. In order. You know good and well that ain't your wife.
Okay. All up here in the conference room.
Send him in here. Wig on slanted.
Get your hands off me. Get your hands off me. Let me talk to David.
She got a leopard. She done came down there with a leopard dress on. Ain't nothing office about her. Lipstick smeared because she been crying in the car on the way down there. Makeup all over her face. Got that wig shifted. Got them sideburns in the front of her hair. Look like she got a Michael Jackson little cutie in the front of his head. Now, she done came up in your job. Now, you think for a minute that she ain't going to have a problem going to your wife's house? You ain't going to talk to your pastor.
Get your hands off me.
Who do you think that is? What? Bernard, do you have any idea what's going on in the hallway? No, I don't know.
I need to talk to David.
Oh, hell. No, yeah. No. You know, boss, let me tell you something. Mr. Recliner, there's a lot of Davids in the world. I have no idea.
He know me.
Heavenly Father, dear Lord Jesus, Father God, help me in your name, Lord. I come to you with all grace and mercy and favor, realizing that I've been wrong, but I'm asking.
Last night he wasn't praying.
Jesus, remove her, strike her down, Lord. Remove, take her pulse from her, Lord. Put her in ER, Heavenly Father, just her left side. Shut her left. Lord, I'm telling you, Jesus, if you don't do something now, she coming in here. Please, Heavenly Father God, if you could just cripple her just one time. It don't have to be permanent, but just drop her to her knees before she open that conference door. I'm asking
your
all these things.
Name is my name. He don't need you.
Oh, Father God, help me, Lord. She going to come in here.
She going to come in here. She going to come in here.
Excuse me, there's a Miss Charmaine outside. All right. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I think that's all on the strawberry letter that we can do.
He know me.
He know me.
All right. We'll be back with Pimpin. Pimpin is up next with his NFL playoff picks coming up at the top of the hour right after this. Man. Come on, Charmaine.
He know me.
Oh, God.
That was good. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.